By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك Ya Nurullah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another morning with Madani Channel of Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, each and every single morning should be Rise and Shine. And each and every single morning, Alhamdulillah, Azzajal, this Rise and Shine program is presented to you. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's, inshallah, Azzajal, turn to the glorious Quran. Each and every morning, we begin by listening to the Quran. And remember that whilst the Quran is being recited, it is our duty to give our full attention to the glorious Quran. Whatever it is you are doing, pause for a moment and give your attention to the glorious Quran. Listen attentively to the glorious Quran and try to, for those that are able to understand Urdu, that would be brilliant. And they would also, the Urdu translation is also played. Try to give your full attention, inshallah, and let's listen to the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon, shaytan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ
پھر اگر وہ بھی یوں ہی ایمان لائے جیسا تم لائے جب تو وہ ہدایت پا گئے اور اگر منہ پھیریں تو وہ نری ضد میں ہیں تو اے محبوب ان قریب اللہ ان کی طرف سے تمہیں کفایت کرے گا اور وہی ہے سنتا جانتا
صبغت اللہ ومن احسن من اللہ صبغتا ونحن له عابدون
ہم نے اللہ کی رینی یعنی رنگائی لی اور اللہ سے بہتر کس کی رہنی یعنی رنگائی اور ہم اسی کو پوچھتے ہیں
قُلْ أَتُحَاجُّونَنَا فِي اللَّهِ وَهُوَ رَبُّنَا وَرَبُّكُمْ وَلَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُخْلِصُونَ
تم فرماؤ کیا اللہ کے بارے میں ہم سے جھگڑتے ہو حالانکہ وہ ہمارا بھی مالک اور تمہارا بھی اور ہماری کرنی ہمارے ساتھ اور تمہاری کرنی تمہارے ساتھ اور ہم نرے اسی کے ہیں
ام تقولون ان ابراہیم و اسماعیل و اسحاق و یعقوب والاسباط کانوا یہودا او نصارا قُلْ أَأَنتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ كَتَمَ شَهَادَةً عِنْدَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ
بلکہ تم یوں کہتے ہو کہ ابراہیم و اسماعیل و اسحاق و یعقوب اور ان کے بیٹے یہودی یا نصرانی تھے تم فرماؤ کیا تمہیں علم زیادہ ہے یا اللہ کو اور اس سے بڑھ کر ظالم کون جس کے پاس اللہ کی طرف کی گواہی ہو اور وہ اسے چھپائے اور خدا تمہارے کوتکوں یعنی برے اعمال سے بے خبر نہیں
تلک امت قد خلت لہا ما کسبت ولکم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون.
وہ ایک گروہ ہے کہ گزر گیا ان کے لیے ان کی کمائی اور تمہارے لیے تمہاری کمائی اور ان کے کاموں کی تم سے پرسش نہ ہوگی.
سيقول السفهاء من الناس ما ولاهم عن قبلتهم التي كانوا عليها قل لله المشرق والمغرب يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
اب کہیں گے بے وقوف لوگ کس نے پھیر دیا مسلمانوں کو ان کے اس قبلے سے جس پر تھے؟ تم فرما دو کہ پورب پچھم یعنی مشرق و مغرب سب اللہ ہی کا ہے جسے چاہے سیدھی راہ چلاتا ہے.
وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا وما جعلنا القبلة التي كنت عليها إلا لنعلم من يتبع الرسول ممن ينقلب على عقبيه.
اور بات یوں ہی ہے کہ ہم نے تمہیں کیا سب امتوں میں افضل کہ تم لوگوں پر گواہ ہو اور یہ رسول تمہارے نگہبان و گواہ. اور اے محبوب تم پہلے جس قبلے پر تھے ہم نے وہ اسی لیے مقرر کیا تھا کہ دیکھے کون رسول کی پیروی کرتا ہے اور کون الٹے پاؤں پھر جاتا ہے.
وَإِن كَانَتْ لَكَبِيرَةً إِلَّا عَلَى الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ.
اور بے شک یہ بھاری تھی مگر ان پر جنہیں اللہ نے ہدایت کی. اور اللہ کی شان نہیں کہ تمہارا ایمان اکارت یعنی ضائع کرے. بے شک اللہ آدمیوں پر بہت مہربان مہر یعنی رحم والا ہے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. ری ویوز اوف مدنی چینل ماشاءاللہ عز وجل. یو ار واچنگ رائز اینڈ شائن اون مدنی چینل. وی ہیو جسٹ لسن ٹو دی گلوریس قران. الحمدللہ عز وجل. دیر از سم گڈ نیوز فار سم مے ہیو ریئلائزڈ that we listened to or we completed the first chapter very, very early, possibly on the first day, but the first part of the Quran. Now some people may be confused, what do you mean by chapter, what do you mean by part? There are 30 parts of the glorious Quran, as you would say in our own language, para or spara. You know, we used to call it a spara. You were on the first para, the second spara. You could call it a para. And generally in English, we translate this as part. So there are 30 parts of the glorious Quran. And each and every surah of the glorious Quran, we generally translate that as a chapter. So Surah Al-Fatiha, the opening of the glorious Quran, the Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, up until the end, this is the first chapter of the glorious Quran. And the second chapter of the glorious Quran is Surah Al-Baqarah. So we are still listening to or midway to Surah Al-Baqarah, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Let's move on to the Na'at of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
مثل تو نہ شد پیدا جانا جگ رجا کو تاج جورے سر سو جگ راج کو تاج جورے سر سو ہے تجھ کو شہ جو سدا جالا ہے تجھ کو شہ جو سدا جالا یعنی نبی رو رو فی نظر لم یعنی نبی رو رو فی نظر البحر على بل موجود البحر على بل موجود بر بیک سو 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 خوش روبا بر بیک سو 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 خوش روبا بر بیک سو 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 خوش روبا منجدار بگڑی گئی ہوا مجدر میں بھی بگڑی گئی ہوا مجدر میں ہوا مجدر میں بھی بگڑی گئی ہوا پوری نیا پار لگا جانا پوری نیا پار لگا جانا پوری نیا
برستا نہیں دیکھ کر رب رہا بتوں پر بھی برساتے برسانے والے برسن سارے
سوئے پاک اپنے کرم اے گے
الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are now watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, عز وجل. We have listened to the Quran al-Kareem. Similarly, the Naat of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Now, my dear viewers, our topic. What is today's topic? Today, inshallah, عز وجل, we shall be speaking about saints, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are such individuals who, well, they're deserving to be spoken about is another matter. There's no doubt about it. They are awliya of Allah. For those of you that don't know what awliya means, now this word awliya is a plural form of the word wali. So you've heard of wali. This person's a wali Allah. And awliya is a plural. So if we're talking about one, we'll say wali. If we're talking about many, we'll say awliya. But a wali, well, what does it mean? It means a friend. A friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if it was really to think about this, sometimes we have pride in regards to the people we know, the people we are familiar with, those who are our friends. If we were to know somebody who's really famous, we'd say, you know, he's a friend of mine. I know him very well. And if that person is truly famous, and other people think, wow, what, really? You know him? How do you know him? And you know, they'll wish to know more. This is when you have a friend who has some sort of a recognition, a friend who possesses some sort of fame, whatever that fame may be, whatever kind of that fame may be. But really, we be happy to say that this person's our friend, and you'll think he's a friend of such and such. He regularly meets such and such person. My dear viewers, the awliya Allah are the friends of not a person, But the creator of all persons, the creator of all people, the creator of the jinn kind, humankind, mankind, the creator of the entire worlds. Now just think about it. Allahu Akbar. Just to give you another example. If we were to, let's just say, to take this tablet, and you were to say, oh, who made that tablet? Or this person made that tablet. And this person is really famous. And you do, you know, some people who are heads of companies, you think, imagine knowing that person. My dear viewers, this is nothing. Imagine our planet, the planet Earth, and all the wonders of the planet Earth. And then our solar system, our galaxy, the creator of all of these is none other than undoubtedly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these individuals are not ordinary individuals, but they are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now just saying this, really, they are friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just saying this, that's sufficient. These people are immediately, you should understand that these people are on an entire different level. These people are of undoubtedly a great rank. They are friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls such people His friends. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, now firstly remember, when we refer to awliya Allah, now just generally in terms of awliya Allah, the prophets and messengers are also technically, they are awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no doubt about that. They are the greatest. But when we say awliya Allah, generally whenever we say this, we don't refer to the prophets and messengers, because we refer to them as the anbiya. It's automatically, you know, they're even greater than any of the awliya, as you would call them, the normal saints. Now we must remember that first, the messengers are the greatest of the people, and also the rest of the prophets are the greatest of all mankind. And after the prophets and messengers, the greatest is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. He is afdalul bashar, the greatest of men ba'dal anbiya. And this, there's no exceptions, no other than this person or this one individual. No, there's no exceptions whatsoever. It's after all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even amongst the prophets, there are ranks. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, is the greatest of all prophets. You know, and we have the famous prophets. But after all of the prophets, the greatest, without any exception, without any doubt, you know, nothing, just the greatest of all the people, whoever you can think of, after the prophets, is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And subsequent to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then we have Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then we have Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then we have Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem. So this, and you know, the rest of the companions, and no doubt all the companions are great. All of the companions are great. There's no doubt about it. And another very, very important point to make. We are speaking about awliya Allah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam states that the best of generations is my generation. That of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions. The companions are the best of generations. So whatever, now when we refer to the companions, we say the Sahaba Ikram. And when we refer to the awliya Allah, it's subsequent to the Sahaba Ikram. We refer to them, those people who are truly close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They refrain from sins. These are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They spend the nights and days worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, subsequent to the companions, those people who are like this, these are known as the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one very, very important point we must understand is that no matter how great a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and even the awliya Allah, their rank increases too. So you will have a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who over time he becomes even closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His rank has increased. But my dear viewers of Madani channel, no matter how great they become, no matter how much worship they perform, doesn't matter how much they can spend their entire lives, anybody can. We can spend our entire lives worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you can never become better than a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can spend your entire lives worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can never gain more deeds than a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So the companions, that they were who they were, and nobody can become better. The prophets, they were who they were, and nobody can become better than them. But the awliya Allah are from amongst the average people, the greatest of them. And the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember that they're friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these people, my dear viewers of Madani channel, they spend their lives, really they spend their lives, they sacrifice this world for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very, very important point, a very important point when it comes to the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is that they can never be an exception from the Sharia, from the Quran and the Sunnah. No matter how great a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes, he can never become an exception. He always must be, he or she, I'm saying he, there's also the great awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst them are great women too, men and women. And in fact, inshallah, today I will mention if I can, inshallah, azza wa jal. But from amongst these, remember, this is something which is very, very important. That the Sharia, they're never exempted from the Sharia. If you think this person is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first thing you look at, does he or she act in accordance to the Quran and the Sharia? Because some people may think, oh no, this person, he's a wali, for him it doesn't matter. No. No, there's no way whatsoever. This person, whoever he is, if he is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his actions are in accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah. If his actions are contrary to the Quran and the Sunnah, then this individual, you know, he is who he is, but he's not a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must understand this. So if somebody claims that, you know, they don't need to read namaz, or they read namaz in another realm, that person is not a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person is, who we say in English, somebody who's blagging it. It's not really, Allahu Akbar, it's not a formal word, my dear viewers. But yes, sadly, people, this is a lie. This is a lie on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, we are speaking today about the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there's a hadith sharif in which the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are described a little. And this is a hadith qudsi. Now a hadith is a saying of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then there's something in between. It's when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. So it's not within the Quran, but the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this. So this is known as a hadith qudsi. So in this hadith qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that man aada li waliyan faqad aadhantuhu bil harb, that he who opposes, he who possesses some sort of enmity, some sort of animosity or hatred towards one of my friends, towards one of my pious servants, towards a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the entire universe, tells us that if there is such a person who opposes my wali, the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ, then I declare war. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is declaring war upon who? Upon that individual who opposes his wali. This is not an average king, a emperor. No, this is the creator of all of the kingdoms. This is the creator of all of the land, the creator of the earth. He says he declares war upon such a person. So this is opposing. So undoubtedly, if you were to love these people, and this is quite a long hadith sharif, we shall return back to this hadith sharif, inshallah azza wa jal, after our daily reminder. Let's see what today's reminder is, my dear viewers of the channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sayyidina Anas states, once I was walking alongside the beloved Prophet sallallahu alihi wa alihi wa sallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time was wearing a Najrani shawl. Now, Najrani is a place in the southern western part of Arabia. And this shawl was very specific, as mentioned in the narration. It had a very thick and rough edges around it. Now, our beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking along a path, and suddenly a Bedouin came out of nowhere and tugged and pulled upon the blessed shawl of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in doing so, resulting in a bruise upon the blessed and pure neck of our beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, after pulling upon the blessed shawl of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Bedouin had the audacity to further state a command. He says, order that I be given a share from the wealth that Allah azza wa jalla has given under your custody. The mercy for all the universes. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam replied in such an affectionate manner. Before replying, our beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned his full attention towards that Bedouin, smiled and stated in a beautiful manner that he be given some wealth. Now our beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though going through such difficulty and such hardship, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is teaching us that no matter how hard others may tease you or hurt your feelings, we must forgive them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and treat them with good conduct and good and kindness. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that our beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, whoever has three things, Allah Azza wa Jalla will take his account with ease and will enter him into paradise through his mercy. Now the companions were really astonished and they asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are those things? Our beloved and merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, number one, give to those who deprive you. Number two, mend relations with those who try to break ties with you. And number three, forgive those who are unjust to you. As Muslims, we all have this yearning and desire, and we pray daily for entrance into paradise without accountability. Now, as well as asking for this, how about we ask also for attaining a palace in paradise? What about this? There's a specific narration in which our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, for the one who is blessed and who is gifted a palace in paradise. The hadith is as follows, reported by Hazrat Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that our beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, whoever prefers that a palace be built for him in paradise, he should forgive the person who is unjust to him and give to the one who deprives him and mend relations with the one who tries to break ties with him. It is further stated regarding forgiveness on the Day of Judgment that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the Sultan of Medina sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, it will be announced on the Day of Judgment, Whoever has their reward with Allah's mercy, let them stand up and enter paradise. It will be asked, who has this privilege? Who has this reward? The announcer will reply, for them who forgive. Then thousands of people will stand up and enter paradise without accountability. Now, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, no doubt our purpose in life, in this mortal and very short life that we are living, is to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to attain the pleasure of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, if we take these narrations into our heart and mind and firmly have embed this point in our heart and mind, that we will act upon these points and try our utmost whenever possible to adopt forgiveness, to adopt tolerance and forbearance by acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I pray for all of our benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters us into paradise without accountability. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, mashallah. Welcome back to, well, if you were watching Rise and Shine all that time, alhamdulillah, we have just had our daily reminder. Now, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we have been joined by our respected guest. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shibaz bhai, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this is mashallah our respected Rizwan bhai from London. Many of you would have recognized his voice too. Rizwan bhai, this is the first time you're joining us on Rise and Shine, really?
JJ, it's really my honor, alhamdulillah. But it's first time, inshallah, will not be the last one, hopefully. We'll be with you again and again. And I was watching your program. It's going very good, mashallah. And especially today's topic itself is beautiful, about Awliya Allah. And you were beautifully describing the attributes and qualities what a wali possesses, mashallah.
Allahu Akbar. Jazakallahu khaira. Rizwan bhai, firstly, honestly, barakallah for joining us, for taking your time out. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, bless your family, inshallah, and we hope you can also, inshallah, one day join us live. That's a separate matter. Rizwan bhai, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's undoubtedly so much to be said about, I could see your picture on screen too, mashallah. There's so much to be said about the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I've discussed just generally a few terms of what our belief should be, things we must understand, because there's a lot of you can say misunderstanding, wouldn't you say, when it comes to awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Would you like to?
Yeah. I've got Tafsir Siratul Jinan in front of me. Right, and there is a concept which is clarified in Tafsir Siratul Jinan. And Mufti Sahib is defining who is called Waliullah. So it is mentioned, I would like to share with the viewers of Madani channel for their understanding how Mufti Sahib has defined a Wali of Allah. Wali of Allah is the one who attains the closeness to Allah Almighty through performing fara'id, obligatory actions. As you were mentioning that a wali cannot be a wali unless or until he does not abide by the rules and regulations of Sharia. So the very first point, what Mufti Sahib has mentioned, that the wali is the one who attains closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal through performing fara'id, obligatory actions. He further says he remains busy in the obedience to Allah Almighty and his heart remains engrossed with the luminosity of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's majesty. Whenever he sees the proofs of the divine powers of Allah Almighty. Whenever he listens, he only listens to the ayahs of Allah Almighty. Whenever he speaks, he does so only with the praise of Allah Almighty. Whenever he makes movement, he does so in the obedience to Allah Almighty. And whenever he makes an effort for anything, he does so for only such thing that is a means of the closeness of Allah Almighty. He does not get tired of the dhikr of Allah Almighty and does not look at anyone else except Allah Almighty from the eyes of the heart. This is the trait of awliya رحمهم الله تعالى. When a person reaches this stage, then Allah Almighty is his helper. So alhamdulillah, I think this is a very beautifully described or defined definition what Mufti Sahib has given. So whatever he does, whether he moves, talks, sees, every his moment is for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And the very important point which was mentioned in the start, that he follows Sharia as described earlier by you when you were talking about mashallah. So this is the very brief description of a wali of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. If someone wants that, who is wali of Allah? So the very first thing we should look that whether he is abiding by the laws and of the Sharia according to Quran and Sunnah or not.
Allahu Akbar. Jazakallahu khaira, mashallah. For that, you know, mashallah, we've read it out of the Tafsir Surat al-Jinan, my dear viewers. This was written by our respected Mufti Dawud Islami, Huzur Mufti Qasim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve them and elevate their ranks. Rizwan Bhai, what you have just read out, and the first description, mashallah, absolutely beautiful, no doubt about it. But this Hadith Sharif, which I was referring to just before I was going to, well, I did begin it before the daily reminder. In a way, this is a beautiful explanation of this same Hadith Qudsi Sharif. Really, it is. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, that we shall share with our viewers. But mashallah, whilst we've got our respected Rizwan Bhai with us, we'll make the most of him. Rizwan Bhai, so firstly, it's about the misconceptions, because this is no doubt is so important. People really, they need to understand that a wali, you know, it's said, isn't it, that some people claim to read prayer in a different realm, or read prayer in, let's just say, they're living in England and say, no, don't worry, I read my namaz in Medina Sharif. And, Ji, would you like to elaborate, please?
Ji, it reminds me...
I think I know what you're going to say, but...
It reminds me an account, actually. There was a brother... like he loved Awliya Ikram. One of his friends, he told me, could you please come? I've got somebody who is very close to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala I'm going to meet. So alhamdulillah, those brothers, those they love Awliya Allah, they want to go with them. So he said, okay, that's fine, I'll also go with you. And he went with that, one of his friends, to see somebody who was known to be a wali of Allah. So when he went there, he saw a person, somebody who was sitting there, and some people were around him, and he was wearing nice clothing and everything. But from his appearance, he was not following the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. From his appearance, it was not looking that he is following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So first glance, it was very surprising for that person who had a bit of knowledge. So, but he kept quiet because he was with his friend. He sat down and he started waiting. Now it's the time for Salah, but nobody's getting up to offer Salah. So he kept quiet. He waited a bit. Maybe somebody will get up and they will start praying, and he could also offer his Salah. But nobody stood up, and the time was lapsing. And he thought that if I do not get up now to offer Salah, which is fard, and then what will happen? I will also miss my Salah. So he stood up, he had wudu, he started praying his salah. So this was something, an act which was not liked by that so-called wali who was sitting there. And he thought that people around me, they are sitting and they would say, I'm not getting up and people are not offering. But this individual has started his namaz, his prayer. And now as soon as he finished his salah, now he wanted to cover up himself, and he said, okay, they don't know what is... the beard of the heart. They don't know what is the salah which is offered in Makkah and Medina. That's and all that. You see, the way they try to cover up themselves. So that individual, that brother, he was quiet and he did not say anything. And as soon as the food came, you see, so many dishes were presented and they were placed. Now that so-called wali, he started eating. So he just respectfully said, that individually said, you talked about offering salah in Mecca and in Medina and the salah of heart and beard of heart and all that. But what about food of heart. Why don't you eat, from your heart? So this is something which is really misunderstood, and the way the people, they try to cover up things like this. So you're absolutely right, the definition what we have heard and the way you explained the Hadith Qudsi, which mentions anyone who can never become wali, friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, unless or until he follows Sharia. He is in the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He is following the commandments of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So we need to be mindful of such people who claim to be walis, they claim to be friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but they don't seem to follow the Sharia. And very good standard which is set by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam and awliya ikram, and that is very clear. And alhamdulillah, if you want to see a standard, so I would say Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, a true wali of this time. And if you want to see the attributes, the qualities what we are talking about today, in somebody in this day and age, alhamdulillah, who is completely following Quran and Sunnah, and his outer look, his appearance, he is a perfect example, a beautiful standard, and I think he is one of the highest standard sets in this world, in this day and age. And alhamdulillah, one can see him as a yardstick to know what is right and what is wrong. Because there are coins, when there is the original coin, sometimes fake coins are also there. But this is something we need to understand. We need to recognize what is right and what is wrong. So this is something I wanted to elaborate.
SubhanAllah, so many beneficial, mashallah, points you've made there, Rizwan Bhai. I would say Jazakallahu khairah, mashallah, for giving us your time. Rizwan Bhai, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Inshallah Azza. We do hope to have you again, inshallah Azza Jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
But if it was to be honest, I did want to keep him on, mashallah, so many beautiful pearls. We are going to move to our next segment though. But firstly, a few things he did mention, mashallah, a few brilliant things about the story which he mentioned, a wali, a so-called wali. And remember, just a point he's just mentioned, in fact, that you get real coins, you get fake coins. You get real notes, you get fake notes. You get proper doctors, you get fake doctors. You get proper barristers, you get fake barristers. It is true, you don't. Similarly, you get the proper awliya Allah, and sadly, you also get the fake ones. But people, you wouldn't say a fake wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather a person who claims to be a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was a perfect example which he had given. You know, that there was this person who, when it came to salah time, he would say, you know, we read the salah of the heart, meaning as if he reads it in his heart or as if he's some sort of other being. And you know, the beard, you can't see it, but don't worry, we have the beard, just not everybody can see it. You know, things, typical things like this. So then that person naturally said, okay, so now that it's food time, you want to eat the food. Why don't you have the food with your heart too? Why don't you take the food of the heart? Why do you require the worldly food? Dear viewers, we all require the worldly food. Similarly, the orders. Now, who's a greater wali than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The reality is, who is a greater wali? There is nobody, no doubt about it. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest of all mankind, the greatest of the entire creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he prayed every one of his prayers. He fasted. He did extra. He performed extra fasts. The Prophet ﷺ spent his entire night in worship. So how can you claim that you are a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you don't pray, you don't fast, you don't keep a beard, you don't, you know, whatever things you should be doing, you don't do. The things you shouldn't be doing, they're the things you do. No, my dear viewers, subhanAllah, we've spoken a lot about what a wali is not, what a saint is not. We need to speak a little about what saints are, my dear viewers. Inshallah, first let's go to our daily Hadith Sharif. And then inshallah, we shall come to this. Remember, a saint must act upon the Quran and the Ahadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Let's see which Hadith Sharif we have for today. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah,
by the grace of Allah.
Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Salasun man kunna fihi wajata halawat al-iman. That whosoever possesses three qualities, three such attributes, will attain the sweetness of iman. He will attain the sweetness of faith. What are those three qualities, dear viewers of Rise and Shine? Firstly, أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. That Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, become the most beloved to this individual over everything else. That he loves Allah and His Messenger the most in regards to anything else. For this, one needs to dedicate and invest his time in learning about the beautiful religion of Islam, safeguarding himself from those things which could possibly earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, the more we study about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his character, his life, his dealings, then the more love we shall cherish in regards to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. The second thing, that the person, he loves another person only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that within our hearts, we should keep our hearts clean, and within our hearts, we should not have any hatred or any malice towards anyone else. And the third quality mentioned, that he hates leaving the fold of Islam, he hates reverting towards back to disbelief, as he hates to be thrown into the fire of hell. This is how much he hates to leave the folds of Islam. This implies on how strongly rooted one ought to be upon his Islamic beliefs and values. Subhanallah, what a beautiful hadith. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to ponder over this hadith and implement these three great qualities within our lives so that we too can attain the sweetness of Iman. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of the channel, alhamdulillahi azzalil. You are watching Rise and Shine today. We are speaking about the saints, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That hadith sharif, that hadith qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that he who opposes my wali, then I declare war upon that person. And it continues, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَضْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. And this is beautiful, that a person does not become closer to me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, except by those things, by means of those things which I have made farz upon him. Meaning those things which are farz, these are the things which bring you the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if anybody is thinking a wali, and remember, a person can never become a prophet. After the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the last and final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not possible at all for there to be anybody after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to claim prophethood. It's not possible at all. In our deen, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the Quran, we have been told he is Khatam al-Nabiyyin. He is a seal of all prophets. There's no prophet that can ever come after him. But, and you know, so a person can never become a prophet, but a person can become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, we pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I was saying, how is it you can try to become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The first step is the fara'id, those things which are necessary. These are the things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the most. There's nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves more than when you perform these actions which are farz. And these are what bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then to gain more closeness, that a person does not stop coming closer to me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, by means of nawafil, by means of extra things. And then he comes so close, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that I begin to love him. And then when I love him, I become his hearing, by his ears by which he hears, and his eyes by which he sees. Meaning, whatever he sees, whatever he hears, always remembering, always performing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting him that ability. I become the hands by which he grasps and the legs by which he walks. And if he was ever to ask me, then indeed I would give him this. So this is how the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have these extra abilities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them this ability to perform miracles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them. Why? Because they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First they perform the fara'id. They refrain from those things which are haram, those things which are impermissible. And then they also perform the mustahabbat, the nawafil, those extra things which needed to be done. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began to love them. And it said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves somebody, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And he says to Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that I love this person, you should love him too. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam loves that person. And then Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam announces in the heavens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this person, you should love that person too. So the individuals of the heaven begin to love that person. And then this is also follows through to the people on the earth. So much so that even, you know, even in the fish in the sea do dua for that person. They begin to love this person. They become in a way subservient to this person. And naturally, an average person, he automatically love builds in their heart for this pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he refrains, he or she refrains from sins. My dear viewers of Mandani channel, subhanAllah, let's quickly listen to a kalam of Ghawse Pak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and then we shall continue as I try to get something out of my eye. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Ghawse Pak, Ghawse Pak, Jilani, Ghawse Pak, Ghawse Pak, mere ghause azam, pyare ghause azam, mere ghause azam, pyare ghause azam, sultan vilayat ghause pa, waliyon pe hukumat ghause pa, shahbaz khitabat ghause pa, fanus e hidayat ghause pa, ghause pa, Mahboob-e Subhani, Shah Jilani, Qutb-e Rabbani, Qindil-e Nurani, Mahboob-e Subhani, Shah Jilani, Qutb-e Rabbani, Qindil-e Nurani, Teri madh kha har zaba ghause azam, teri madh kha har zaba ghause azam, tera naam momin ki ja ghause azam, ya ghause azam, mahboob e subhani shah jilani, qutb e rabbani qindil e nurani, mahboob e subhani shah jilani, qutb-e rabbani qindil-e nurani, panah-e ghareeba teri zaat-e-wala, panah-e ghareeba teri zaat-e-wala, panah-e ghareeba teri zaat-e-wala, panah-e ghareeba teri zaat-e-wala, tera ghar hai darul ama ghause azam, ya ghause azam, mahboob e subhani shah jilani, qutb e rabbani qindil e nurani, mahboob e subhani shah jilani, qutb e rabbani qindil e nurani, jise shak ho wo khizr se pooch dekhe, jise shak ho wo khizr se pooch dekhe, jise shak ho wo khizr se pooch dekhe, jise shak ho wo khizr se pooch dekhe,
کہ تیری مجلسوں کا سما غوث اعظم
یا غوث اعظم
محبوب سبحانی شاہ جیلانی قطبِ ربانی قندیلِ روحانی محبوبِ سبحانی شاہِ جیلانی قطبِ ربانی قندیلِ روحانی
جمیل ابو ساکت مقامِ ادب ہے جمیل ابو ساکت مقامِ ادب ہے
جمیل ابو ساکت مقامِ ادب ہے جمیل ابو ساکت مقامِ ادب ہے کہاں تیرا مور کہاں غوثِ اعظم
یا غوثِ اعظم
محبوبِ سبحانی شاہِ جیلانی قطبِ ربانی قندیلِ روحانی محبوبِ سبحانی شاہِ جیلانی قطبِ ربانی قندیلِ روحانی
سلطانِ ولایت
غوثِ پاک
ولیوں پہ حکومت
غوثِ پاک
شہباز خطابت
غوثِ پاک
فانوسِ ہدایت
غوثِ پاک
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Hey viewers of the channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. I forgot the name for a minute there. Allahu Akbar. But alhamdulillah, azza we have listened to a kalam of Ghawth-e Pak, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah, we shall be hearing much more about them at the moment. But yes, he was a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the Imam of the Awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, my dear viewers, I was mentioning that hadith sharif, just amongst the last words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that if that pious servant of mine, if that wali of mine was to ask me, then undoubtedly, indeed, with emphasis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that indeed I shall give it to that person. These awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they require something, they are mustajab da'wat. Whatever they ask for, their du'as are accepted immediately. And they see its acceptance subsidized in this world immediately, meaning they see the reality of their du'a. These are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would like to quickly mention something. I also did say I will mention about a famous waliya, a female waliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah azza wa jal. But first I would like to read something from our respected Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah from their book known as Faizani Sunnah. He states that Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, without doubt, the blessed Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wasalam were the awtad. They were the pillars of the earth. When the succession of the blessed Anbiya had ended, meaning after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, there could be no other prophet after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a group of people from the ummah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam as their deputy, who are called the Abdal. These pious people were not superior to others because of their abundant fasts, their salah and glorification of their creator, but rather they were superior because of their good manners, their high and true level of piety, their righteous intentions, the protection of their heart from the hatred towards any Muslim, their forbearance, their patience and wisdom for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, humility without weakness, and because of their well-wishing towards all Muslims. Thus, they are the deputies of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wasalam. They are the group of people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for himself, his knowledge and his pleasure. There are 40 Siddiqeen, 30 of them are such whose trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is similar to the trust of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Through their sake, living beings are prevented from calamities and troubles are removed from the people. Rain also falls and sustenance is provided by their sake. The death only befalls them when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints another as his successor. They do not curse anyone, and nor do they cause inconvenience to their subordinates. They do not oppress those who are their subordinates, and nor do they consider them to be inferior. Further, they are not jealous of those who are superior to them, and nor do they feel greedy for worldly things. They do not remain silent to show off, and nor are they arrogant. They do not become humble just to show off. They are the nicest people to talk to, and the most ascetic when it comes to controlling the nafs. They are by nature generous. They always protect themselves from all such acts which were disliked by even the pious predecessors. They do not change, such as one day they are engrossed with the divine fear, and the next day they are completely heedless, but rather they always remain unchanged. They have a spiritual link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Neither the windstorm nor the fastest horse can catch up to them. Their hearts rise enthusiastically towards the sky for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is, mashallah, a beautiful hadith sharif of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which states that the inhabitants of paradise are the ones who have dusty faces, scattered hair, and they wear old and torn clothes. They are not paid any attention. These are the people who are not given permission if they would want to go and visit a king. If they send a proposal of nikah to any woman, they are refused. When they talk, they are not heard. Their needs create panic in their hearts. These are the paradise deserving people. If the nur of any one of them is distributed amongst all the people on the day of judgment, it shall suffice everybody. My dear viewers, these are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And somebody should not think that just because a person may be rich, a rich person too can be a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were many people from the awliya Allah who were always also rich. But remember these other qualities. They were not jealous. Whatever they did was for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were generous. They were always given the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person can be rich, but the majority of the time, it's subhanAllah, as Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, as he himself has described. Now, to mention a great waliya, a female saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it said about Hazrat Sayyida Rabia Basriya radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was a great waliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was such a waliya that subhanAllah, those inferior to her, for her sake also became walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It said that once her house was to be robbed, I'll quickly mention this, that somebody came to rob her house, and he came into a room and there was nothing there for that person to rob, for that person to steal. Hazrat Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi alayha, she says, don't leave without taking anything. And she says to that person, perform ablution, go in there and pray your salah. It's the effect of a wali's words. This is who the awliya Allah are. That their words have this effect, their words have this effect. If they were to say something immediately, it changes a person's mind. So just her saying that made him perform ablution, pray. And when he prayed, he went down into prostration. Hazrat Rabia Basriya, rahmatullahi alayha, she raises her hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, if they are to ask me, then indeed I grant it to them. And she does dua for this person. And this person, whilst he is praying, he feels the sensation of the prayer. He experiences the beauty of the prayer. And he repents from all of his sins. He repents from all of his sins. And he says, I shall not get up. He is crying in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I shall not get up until, you know, I have been forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that person into a wali. Allahu Akbar. For whose sake? For the sake of this same Hazrat Rabia Basriya, rahmatullahi alayha. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, This was one pious interval, subhanAllah. And subhanAllah, there's so much more to be said about her. Just one story which I have in front of me. I quickly related due to our lack of time. My dear viewers, let's move to our fund promo. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
There are many ways to earn the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and reward from His court. Let me share with you an idea where you can earn huge amounts of reward. Yes, all you have to do is to support what you're watching right now. Yes, Madani channel. Imagine your donation will be used to raise the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in order to mention the praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to mention the hamd of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and to say the naat of Mustafa, to explain the tafsir of Quran and sharaf hadith, to distribute the knowledge and wisdom to the world. You can imagine a great cause and its reward waiting for you in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You can set up a standing order onto these details and support your beloved Madani channel.
Dawat Islami UK Madani channel. Sort code 309773. Account number 4363450. IBAN GB67LOYD 309773436 3456 0 BIC LOYD GB 21087.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, for those of you that may be thinking of giving some sort of sadaqah, whatever it may be, I would exhort you, I would emphasize the importance of giving it to this place. I would say this is possibly the best place. How? Because a person, whenever he gives something, he's always doing it for something in return. In this case, for reward. We're doing it for reward, and even continuous reward. If we are to pass away, then even then this shall continue to benefit us. How? That you could give it towards a well. People will take water from it, you will gain money. You could give it to the poor, you could feed them. But once you have fed them, a reward is finished too. But subhanAllah, if you are to give it to students, now those people, they may be working, they may be doing whatever they're doing. I'm not saying don't give it to anybody else. Now, wherever there is a need, undoubtedly, and it's in accordance to Sharia, give it. But alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami provides all of these things. If you wish to give it towards the world, towards the poor, wherever you wish to give it to, alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami will make sure, and I'm very, very confident, Dawat Islami will make sure it will go to these places. But if you were to give it to a student, then when that student of knowledge was to, let's just say if it was to be provided to them in the form of food, then when they are eating that food, you will gain the reward. They will recite the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when eating it. After every morsel, they will recite Alhamdulillah, they will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After having completed, they will do dua for those people who have fed them. And this is, I'm not saying every single student does this, but alhamdulillah, we have this in our mahal, in our environment of Dawat Islami. These people, once upon having eaten, they will be praying their salah. They may use this food, this is just an example of food. They may use that food to be opening their fast. They will be reciting the Quran, the tafsir, the ahadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of this is constant reward for yourselves. If you're paying towards, well, wherever you're paying towards, if it's for the education, then they're going to become ulama. Whenever they're given a bayan, that reward can also go back to those people who are sponsoring them. Every time they're teaching a student, then even the other student, and this is continuous, isn't it? They're going to pass it on to others. They will be passing it on to others. Every time those people act upon it, every time they are passing it on to others, then your reward is also increasing. So what's the best place to give it to where you will get the most reward? Alhamdulillah, my dear viewers. please do contribute, open it wholeheartedly, inshallah azza jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. And dear viewers, we shall be returning tomorrow, rise and shine. For now, continue to watch Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.